jacket, which I wore as a bathrobe, laughs. It was wonderful. It was either that or a cardigan, but I would walk around constantly with a glass of bourbon in my hand, mingling and having fun. Mostly the people I ran into were younger than I was. I did a quick check once, before I left campus, and before Tigger's place, I and another guy were the oldest people in my dorm. At this point, I had spent about 5 or 6 years in room 106 Wagner D, laughs, and I had never thought of myself as being particularly socially adept. A typical alcoholic has a very low opinion of himself. I'm an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Never thought I was particularly socially adept, and yet, to speak to people, it seems that I really was. People liked me. People would gravitate towards my room. Chuckles when I lived on campus. Off campus, it was already an established pattern. One night a week, we would play Risk. I would have a group of people playing Risk. I surrounded myself with younger people, I think, largely because when you're drinking, heavily, you don't develop emotionally. You really don't grow. I had a Peter Pan syndrome, aging, but inappropriately attempting to act like a younger person to the point